Star Wars 7x7 episode 3489. Today we're continuing our series of looks at the story mode from Star Wars Squadrons. We are still with the Imperials, but apparently not spending a lot of time with them because we were with them for one mission that we talked about yesterday. We're going to be with them for one mission that we talk about today, and then we're jumping back to the New Republic. But let's talk about the Trail from Desevero, which is the mission that the Empire undertakes that we'll discuss in this episode. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're continuing to talk about Star Wars Squadrons, the story mode that you get to enjoy in the midst of that video game. There was a scene in the New Republic section where Ardo, the fleet intelligence officer for the New Republic, talked about needing more engineers, and that actually comes into play in this particular mission, the Trail from Desevero. So there's a convoy of New Republic ships, which include a bunch of engineers that are allegedly heading toward wherever Project Starhawk is. The Empire doesn't know where that is, but according to the information that the spy Agent Thorne provided, they have a general idea, the Empire does, of the direction in which the New Republic is heading, at least for part of the way. So their path is going to take them to this planet, or nearby this planet, Desevero. There's a giant debris field there, and according to the briefing that you get, they're going to try to use that debris field as cover to reorient and then make their next jump on the way to wherever Project Starhawk is. And so your mission for Titan Squadron is to quietly track where that convoy is going, don't get spotted, and then once you see them jump to hyperspace, keep an eye on, you know, the location and the trajectory, and then report back so that way the Empire can try to figure out where they might have been going. Seems simple enough, right? But it turns out that the reason why there's a giant debris field near Desevero is because there's this Imperial officer commanding an Imperial Star Destroyer, the Tormentor. His name is Amos, Captain Amos. He is engaging in fights with the rebels and just not caring how much his fleet gets damaged as a result of these engagements. So according to Captain Terrell of the Overseer, your boss, they've told Amos to stand down, to leave him alone, because they don't want to stir up any Imperial attention for this New Republic convoy to get spooked and, you know, not do what they need him to do. And, you know, you can kind of tell based on the conversation that this Captain Amos is not going to behave the way that he's supposed to. And naturally, he doesn't. So when you're on the mission, and this is one of those interesting situations where the mission changes in the midst of your story campaign, I think that's kind of fascinating. So the Tormentor drops in and decides that it's going to try to take out the New Republic convoy, but Captain Terrell doesn't want that to happen because they're trying to track him to Starhawk. So as the Tormentor starts shooting missiles at the New Republic convoy, your mission as a Titan Squadron pilot changes from following silently the New Republic convoy to protecting the convoy and shooting down the missiles. Then, because of course the New Republic now knows that the Empire is there, they get spooked and they start to run. And so your new mission becomes not following the transports, but disabling them. So you end up disabling this convoy of transports, and then the Overseer jumps into the system, launches shuttles to go in and to try to extract navigation data from these ships. Ultimately, they're able to get some navigation data. They're able to narrow down the sector in which Project Starhawk is being hidden, but not any more data. They say apparently the engineers were able to wipe a lot of the databases prior to being boarded by the Empire. So with nothing else to do with those convoys, with their uselessness expended, Captain Carell says, hey, just blow up the transports, and that's how we'll let Lyndon Javes know that we're coming for him. So then you get assigned the mission of destroying these the convoy of transports bringing engineers to wherever Project Starhawk is. Meanwhile, the Tormentor has taken on too much damage, and there's a frigate that's about to explode nearby it, and it explodes and it destroys the Tormentor. So the Tormentor and Captain Amos are lost. A fitting end for that guy, to be sure. Meanwhile, as we've discussed in previous episodes, a lot of the interesting stuff in the story mode happens in and around the mission, not necessarily during the mission, although there is one very interesting thing that happens during the mission. I might as well just talk about that now. There's a line from Captain Carell about remembering a lesson that we learned at Varshaw, the Battle of Varshaw, and that actually refers back to a short video that the fine folks at EA produced called Hunted, which was a promo for Star Wars Squadrons, and it featured Varko Gray, who's the leader of Titan Squadron. There is a shipyard at Varshaw that was an Empire shipyard. The New Republic attacked it, and the Overseer had to flee the system. Varko Gray was initially left behind, but once the Overseer was able to escape, they came back for Varko. So that reference is detailed in the Hunted cinematic short, which actually we covered on the podcast a few years ago. And speaking of Varko Gray, the leader of Titan Squadron, one of the things you get to do before you go on the mission is to have a conversation with him, and he talks about, oh, the Outer Rim, like, I haven't been out there since the insurrection at Krego, and that's actually new information in Star Wars Squadrons, A, the existence of a planet called Krego, and B, of an insurrection there, although apparently, looking ahead at Wikipedia, we're going to learn a little bit more about that, so that's fun, but, you know, we'll get there when we get there. You also get to have a conversation with Von Reg, who is the resident psychopath of Titan Squadron. So she talks about how there have been too many friends who betrayed her in the Empire and went over to the Rebellion or the New Republic, as it were, and she's very happy that she's gotten to kill some of them, but she says there are others that are around out there that still need to be dealt with. And not only does she mention Lyndon Javes as part of this, but she also brings up Iden Versio from the Battlefront 2 campaign and also the second Battlefront novel, Inferno Squad. And she also brings up Erica Quell, who is the hero of the Alphabet Squadron trilogy from Alexander Freed. And interestingly enough, there's a moment in the mission that you're on where Carell and Amos are talking over the comm system, and Carell says, you know, the tormentors sustained a lot of damage, and Amos replies and says, every victory has its price. And I had to wonder if there was any connection there or inspiration for the naming of the final novel in Freed's trilogy, which was Victory's Price. So yeah, it's just a little thing hanging out there for me. And that's what I've got for you for the trail from Desevero. Ultimately, the convoy is destroyed. The Empire has a general idea of the sector where Project Starhawk is hiding, and we're going to now switch over to the New Republic storyline in our next episode and mission. Now, if you enjoy the podcast, I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans you know online and offline. I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app of choice. And if there's a subscribe or a follow button, whatever it may happen to be, I hope you'll consider joining the Star Wars 7x7 family and hitting that button too. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast. As always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.